We had a call timeout, you know, right before that, and we were in the same formation. And the Lions said, hey, if they they line up with nobody over center again, let's just sneak it. So we talked about it real quick, and they actually lined up, you know, with a guy over the center, but the next guy out was, you know, I think outside the tackle on the left side. So I just kind of told him I was going to act like I was changing something, and then just went up there and quick snapped it and got it in there.
Aaron, overall, how did you feel out there after post-concussion and everything?
Yeah, I felt fine. I mean, you know, I was prepared. I watched a lot of film when they finally cleared me to do that. And they didn't really do anything we weren't, you know, ready for. They did a good job on third down. The guys, you know, stayed in their rush lanes up front. And, you know, when you're playing that much man coverage, you got to protect up front. And then personally, I got to, you know, try and keep those plays alive. They did a nice job, though. When I moved at all, they were all over me.
Aaron, what do you think the problem has been on third down? You guys were so good last year in the past couple of ball games.
Yeah. I'm going to have to watch the film this week to see what the problem was. But, you know, they had a good scheme. I felt good about the plays we had called. We just didn't execute very well.
Is this offense right now just feel out of rhythm or dysfunctional or? Where do you think you're at?
Well, we're trying to improve. You know, anytime you lose a guy like Jermichael Finley, it's obviously going to be tough. You got to find guys to fill that void. You know, Tom made a nice catch today. Andrew had a nice catch, but you know, we just got to figure out, you know, how to convert those third downs, and like we all got to play a little bit better, obviously on offense.
How concerned are you at 3-3 with the injuries?
Well, it's disappointing, but I think, you know, you look at the, you got to be realistic, we're a game back. We still have four division games. We're getting, hopefully, two studs back this week on defense, and well, three if you count Clay. You know, we need those guys back. You know, we need to be at full force. You know, no excuses, obviously. You got to give Miami credit. They came out, and it's a tough place to play. They did a nice job, but this was a game we need, you know, we looked at as a big momentum for us. Win this game, get, you know, get Al, get Atari, maybe Mark, Clay, get those guys back and get rolling here, and we just didn't get the job done.
You were frustrated a couple of times. Is that with the reps? Or you didn't hit and take a shot
in it? Yeah, I took a shot in the chin and chipped two teeth, and no call.
Aaron, what play was that you took?
I had Jordy down the right sideline on the comeback route. That's all I have to say about that.
Aaron, you look at next week, you know, it happens to be Minnesota, but it's a game that, you know, really, in your case, 3-3, the team's going to have to get, you know, get some momentum for the second half of the season.
Well, every game's important, and we got to figure something out offensively and help our defense out a little bit. I think they played, you know, well enough to win the last 2 weeks, and we just haven't got the job done. You know, 20 and 13 points. When your defense is holding them to, you know, 16 last week and 23 this week, we feel like we should win those games.
Aaron, what's this offense has sustained drives forever and marched down the field consistently, and it hasn't happened consistently lately. What's the level of frustration with that right now?
Well, it's always frustrating when you can't convert those drives. You know, we had a couple, you know, I liked our tempo. I thought in the second quarter was very good. And we got down there about the 32 and then had a sack and a negative yards play and just, you know, got ourselves out of field goal range at a time where, you know, it was 10-7 and we're looking to go up two scores. You know, you look at Miami, they're a team that likes to run the ball, control the clock and shorten the game. And if we had got up two scores there, it would have been, probably a different game there. Yeah, I don't know who it was. Yeah, whatever that was. Yeah.
Aaron, there's such a fine line between a win and a loss in this league. What's your take on what it takes to turn these close losses into wins?
Well, I mean, you know, like Greg said, we got to do a better job on third downs. 3-for-13. I think last year we had 2-for-13. So when you know, 5 or 6 for 26. You know, this less than 20% on third down, that's not going to cut it. You know, You know, you got to sustain drives. You got to get in the red zone, give yourself opportunities to score more points. And, you know, it's just about finding a rhythm for us. And when you're not converting those third downs, there's no rhythm. So we got to play better.
Third and three, really fourth quarter down at the 80-yard line. Did that throw where you wanted to, the majority of your goals?
No, I mean, I was slightly outside of maybe where I wanted. Unfortunately, I made a good play call. Drive kind of went inside. I kind of moved to my right a little bit. Jordan and I were on the same page. He got out of his route quickly, and, you know, might have missed my spot a little bit, but I think, unfortunately, we get seven there. It's, you know, it's a different game.
Yeah.